Hello and welcome to Top Realtors of Atlanta, sponsored by Commercial Capital Limited, the place to go when the banks say no for your commercial financing needs, and the Ty Fair Commercial Group with four locations and growing. They're your one-stop shop for all your commercial real estate needs. I'm your host, Brian Peart, the president of Commercial Capital Limited. We're excited to introduce you to some of Atlanta's top realtors. On every episode, I will be joined by some of the top realtors in our area to discuss the real estate landscape and the latest news and trends within the industry. Every month, we will release two new episodes. One show will focus on residential real estate, while the other will concentrate exclusively on the commercial real estate market. On today's episode, we'll talk to some residential agents, Chad and Domine Reeves from Keller Williams Realty at Sugarloaf. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourselves and Keller Williams and what you do?
I got involved in real estate roughly about 10 years ago. Both my parents have been involved in real estate for over 55 years. So, KW was just a great opportunity for me to come in and change the lives of a lot of agents that were there. And real estate is ever-changing every day. So I thought it was, right up my alley.
And I've been selling real estate for about 20 years. I started out as on a team. And then I purchased the team in 2006, not a good year to buy a team, but that's what I did. And I just grew the team and transferred over to Keller Williams in 2010, and I've just been growing my business ever since. And currently I still run a team of agents. We sell about 100 homes a year. And since November of 2020, I've also had the opportunity to help run the market center at Keller Williams Sugarloaf with a team of 474 agents right now?
476 right now.
So I run a business team of real estate, and then I also manage a market center of 474 agents.
So you run all those agents? Wow.
That's
together, Chad and I do.
Interesting that we work together and we're still running an entire billion-dollar market center together every day.
Yeah, wow. So billion-dollar market center, and then I don't know, what did I do last year? $40 million in residential sales. Also.
Look at you guys.
Yes.
And you still are, friendly and like each other.
We have our moments.
They've got us on opposite sides of the building.
I bet you. Well, that's great. So, the market's, you mentioned change there, Chad. The market's constantly changing. We've seen some difference with these rates rising. Why don't you tell us about what you're seeing in the current market conditions and inventory and transactions and those type of things?
Inventory is starting to definitely rise. We did have a lull with new construction, but you got to remember homes were flying off the market, and that caused an inventory shortage. Okay, with that, you're selling a home in less than 48 hours, so that was really, really a challenging time. I think now is more of a skill-based market of where we're at. One of the things that you hear is the interest rates that rise, but mortgage rates may drop. And so maybe that's not always focused on, but mortgage rates dropping, I think is something that you should always, just check with your lender and, make sure that you're pre-qualified in this market.
Sure.
Yeah. So the market has definitely softened since, I'd say we've pulled the brake as of June, 2022. It was a totally different market in April and May, and now we are in a totally softening market. We're seeing prices decline about 10%, still well over where we were in 2021 because we appreciated about 20% in this area last year. So it's still a great market to sell, and it's a great opportunity to buy. Buyers have many opportunities right now that they didn't have over the past 2 years.
So you are seeing the beginning of some gradual decline here in prices.
Yes, it is softening.
Okay.
And that means as inventory is starting to rise, the buyer demand, I think, is what has the most changed. Rates are still, we're under 5% as of today. They change daily. But rates did take a dip when the Feds announced their adjustment. But prices are starting to soften. And when I mean soften, I'm being 100% honest and telling you that if you listed your house for $500,000 towards the beginning of the year, you probably want to list it around $450,000 right now. Uh-huh. And that's just hard for people to absorb right now. They need to hear it and they need to know it. But what we're learning and we're consulting our agents around is what happened in this past 2 years, 2021, 2022, that was a byproduct of COVID, of bent up demand. And it's just not a market that we've ever seen. When we look at the data and we show our agents the data, what the market average was year after year was so different than these past 2 years. And now we just need to start going back to the traditional ways of selling real estate like we did in 2019. And we need to dust off all those tools that we used to use to sell houses and start implementing those things again and just getting back to a more normal, balanced market.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is interpreting the market. I mean, we're seeing, you know, multiple offers, $85,000, $100,000 over list price, and the homes were appraising because that was the demand at that point. You know, and that was a lot last year. We're still seeing multiple offers. We're seeing probably four or five sometimes on homes, not 30, and a little bit different. But when Dom talks about that the homes, the home prices are softening, it's coming back more to a stable real estate market.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if... you know, I know in my neighborhood, the price that I never thought the prices would get to the point where they got.
Yeah. And I don't think any of us did.
Yeah.
And so even if it comes down some from where that peak was, it's still higher than I ever thought I'd be able to sell my home. So I'm still weigh the way whether to do it or not. It's just
we're happy to help
life,
you with that.
Yeah, I know. Right. Well, it's just when my life is ready for that next thing, you know, my daughter's going off in,
right.
You know,
but that's a conversation we're having daily with people.
It's a good market to buy as long as you can afford it with those, you know, the mortgage payments do change the
right.
game for some.
And these are conversations that we're having with sellers and with our top agents is the conversation that we're having, because if you are planning to sell maybe in the next 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, let's sit down and have a financial conversation to see what that may look like, because rates are definitely on trend to increase. They were on trend to increase before COVID, and that's where we're going again. Mm-hmm. It's just getting the public used to that and to know that if we could sell your house now and net you X and you can go buy something else with the rates still at 5, would that matter even if prices do dip? However, if the rates go up to 7 or 8, what does that look for you financially?
Well, you know, I've been in the mortgage business forever. I remember back in 93 when I was in the business and the rates for the first time dipped below 7. And I'm on the phone with people, it's 6 and 7/8, you've got to refinance now.
Right.
It's never going to be this low again, you know. And it hasn't been, it was in the 3s there for 10
so
years,
long.
Man.
Yeah.
So long. We just got all used to it. But historically, 5% is not horrid.
No, not at all.
Historical
is 7.9. That's an average mortgage rate.
Yeah.
You know, and that, I think that's the hard thing. And of course, you know, talking to our parents, they were in 18 and 19% interest rates.
Sure.
I mean, we can't fathom that. That's a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. My mom tells me that all the time.
it's all perspective.
All right. So what's projected here? Previous month's numbers, you know, your agent count. Talk about you're managing all these agents. Maybe expound on, you know, what you're seeing amongst realtors. Are they making money right now? Is it still, you know, profitable for them to be in there? Is there enough transactions for everyone to make a little money?
There definitely is enough transactions still for everybody to make money. We're having more business consultations than ever. We average about 80 to 90 business consultations a month with agents within our market center and also agents outside of our market center, because our role is to consult our agents inside of our market center. And sometimes that also means consulting agents, top agents, outside of our market center and bringing back tools that they're using, and then also then sharing tools and resources that we're doing within Keller Williams so that we can better our industry as a whole. And the conversations that we're having with agents today is definitely different than, say, a few months ago. But mostly it's around shaving their budget, watching their expenses, and then what they need to be doing now that they need to be doing more of. Maybe they used to talk to 20 or 30 people to get an appointment. Now they need to be talking to 50 to 60 people. We're teaching them and showing them what they need to refocus on, because the grind is definitely going to be more, you know, challenging. It's not going to flow so easily, and they need to get back to the basics of selling real estate.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that we talked about in our last, we do a sales meeting every Wednesday, and one of the biggest facts was, you know, over 2,400 homes were sold in Gwinnett County last month. For every 8.5 transactions, a Keller Williams Atlanta Partners Sugarloaf agent was involved in.
So one out of eight.
Yeah, one out of eight every transactions is done through our market center. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, talking about grabbing market share, that's huge. And last month we sold $151 million worth of real estate. So when you hear these conversations of, hey, there's nowhere for me to move to, there's no inventory, people are selling homes, it's just at the right time, what's for that particular person, all about perspective and getting in front of as many people as you can.
Yeah, really talking today to agents, because many agents got in the business during COVID. Many agents have not been through a shift like we have. And so just sharing our past experiences, learning to pivot faster than we did in the past. Like, we should go back and look back at the recession that we all went through in 2007 through, 13. And if I can look back and say one thing that I wish I'd done back then was pivot faster, and mm-hmm. I would have more fierce conversations with buyers and sellers, things that they needed to hear that maybe I wasn't quite prepared to have back then. I'm having those conversations now, and we're teaching our agents how to have those conversations now to save people money.
I think that's a good idea. That's something I tell all my people too. I mean, you got to be ready to pivot. Like, the market's, I do commercial, so the market's still good in commercial, but it can all crash tomorrow.
Typically, doesn't commercial trend a little bit behind residential?
Yeah, it can all crash tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
So you got to be ready to pivot. But until it crashes, it hasn't crashed. So you've got to keep moving forward. You know, almost any business, that's the, because every business is like, what's coming next? Because I talked to hundreds of businesses, right? Almost every business is what's coming next. And no one absolutely really knows.
And if it doesn't crash, at least our agents are prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, maybe it doesn't crash, but you made 50 contacts a day instead of 20. I bet you got more business from it.
You'll come out ahead, because so many, the thing is, look at the shift. When the market shifts and you've got a whole bunch of agents that are jumping into the market, once you're doubling down and those agents are moving out of the market, because agents do get their license and then move out of the market, and then right at that point, that's the peak time to grab all of that income, and you're grabbing market share.
That's right.
Look at 2017, if you want to look at more of a, or in 2016, more of a stable market, I would say. Mm-hmm. 2019, it's kind of teetering on that, but 2021, 22.
That's crazy.
Crazy years, but some of the best sales everybody has had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just an adjustment. It's a mindset adjustment. We're having a lot of mindset conversations with our top agents, just talking to them about shifting their mindset and around the market that is to come and preparing them today for what is coming, what is going to be coming here in the next few months.
Right.
And one of the things that I truly love about Keller Williams is our president, Mark King. We were in a mastermind with him back in June, and he said, typically in the past couple of years, you could be at any brokerage and truly be somewhat run a successful business, but that's going to change in six months, he told us. So, mm-hmm. And I think he's right. Like, mm-hmm. value matters, skill set is going to matter, name brand recognition is going to matter, mm-hmm. and consistency. So who you align yourself with professionally is going to matter for the agent here in the next few months.
So that lines up my next question. So why should an agent out there choose Keller Williams?
Wow. So here's the thing. You know, I've been involved in real estate 10 years. I've never seen so much opportunity, at Keller Williams Atlanta Partners, for sure. I think the fact of the willingness to share between the leadership, our owner Brian Fair pours into us every single Tuesday. He keeps us abreast of what's happening in the market. We have different lenders and attorneys that we use every single day, just providing the knowledge. Dominique mentioned the consulting appointments. It's a skills-based market. So, we're there. We're there every day, sticks and bricks. Our sales meetings, we probably have 120 in-person.
Agents.
120 in-person agents, probably another 50 online. But that's the value that we provide in every Wednesday, not just, in-person, but the consulting that we do.
I think a lot of it for me is the culture. You said sticks and bricks, and there's a lot of cloud-based companies out there, and they haven't really been around during the shifting market. So it'll be interesting to watch what some of the cloud-based happens. But I can tell you from our consulting appointments with agents outside of our company, they're just missing out on value pieces, people pouring into them, and they're coming to meet with us to learn what they're not getting at their current brokerage. Value, culture is going to matter. They don't know. You don't really know you need Keller Williams and all the value pieces until you do. And so from somebody that left, I left a brokerage in 2010 because they weren't pouring into us. And they were a top company. They weren't pouring into us at the time. And I was a top agent in their market center. And I was looking for something more. And when I went over to Keller Williams, I realized with the culture of sharing, like top agents sharing everything that they're doing to new agents that are coming in, instead of shutting the doors and locking it and keeping everything a secret, that culture of sharing and giving helped propel me. And I am confident that I'm still in this business today because of that culture and the giving. I didn't know I needed Keller Williams until it was almost too late. And I definitely do know that I'm in business today because I got with a company that poured into me when I didn't know how to navigate through what we were going through.
It's a business consultations. I mean, you'd be surprised how many we go over P&Ls. That is our main focus.
So hold on. So when you're talking business consultation, you're mm-hmm. talking about with another agent.
Yes. Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. and you just said something about P&L. So why don't you walk me through that business consultation real quick?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, first off, we would already have their multi-year trends pulled up. So we're looking at, most importantly, right now I'm looking at units. Okay, I don't need to look at sales price. I don't need to look at your volume or gross commission income because all that's been so inflated mm-hmm. in the last 3 years. So I want to look at units. So that's a true mark, right. Really, of where your business is going. Then next thing, when you're looking at a ship, we want to talk about what you're spending money on. Okay, what's driving your business forward? Okay, are there things that we can cut out of that? Okay, and that's not necessarily something that's on everybody's radar. Sometimes we have to bring their admin into it. So we may do something called a tech audit, and we may look and go through their process because you're really looking for a 30-40. Okay. And so you
Tell
want
30%
30% cost of sales, 30% of expenses, and 40% profit. And that's the one thing. You can put anybody on stage that says, I did $10 million in volume. Tell me about your profit.
Well,
but what's
your
cost of sales?
That's what you pay your buyer's agents, what FMLS fees, expenses that you don't.
Marketing.
Yeah, marketing. Marketing's expense.
It's expensive,
Cost of sale is like your team agents. So many top agents run teams. So you run all the money through the team lead, but then they divvy out.
They divvy it out.
Yes.
Okay. So you're basically your sub-agents or whatever underneath.
Yes.
That's
cost
your 30% and
yes.
then 30% marketing.
Sure, and so like
and
a conversation.
Yeah, a normal real estate agent, you should pay yourself a salary of $36,000.
Sure.
People miss that.
Talking, like I was just talking to a top agent the other day, and she had 30%, and we were going through a P&L because we're trying to make sure that she's getting at least 40% profit. And she was right on with her 30% expenses, but her cost of sale was under 30%. Now, this was an agent that is looking to get out of the business soon. And so from somebody that also, you know, transitioned from to seventh level with my team running without me in the day-to-day because I'm running the market center, I know how important it is if somebody's considering getting out of the market eventually that she needs to get her cost of sales up to 30% because right now that means she's doing majority of the work.
She needs to pay her people more.
She needs to pay her people more. She needs to get that more people doing more business and she needs to pull back.
So is this when you're trying to recruit them in or is this something that
Both.
Is ongoing
mm-hmm.
even
Both.
When they're there?
Yeah.
So you're constantly tweaking, constantly meeting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, so we will, like when we're meeting with people outside of our market center, because like it is our job to bring back information to our agents as well that to help them grow. And then we share what our top agents are doing with outside agents, because at the end of the day, it helps the industry. If we're all better agents, we're all better for it. Our industry thrives. But when we learn things and then we're talking to them about what we're talking to our top agents that are doing, they want to know. A lot of it is what
it's
leverage.
More of
conversations are around profit, are around leverage, time management. Right, those are majority of our conversations, how we can help them in each facet of their business to just be more efficient.
Yeah, it sounds like a mastermind. Mm-hmm. How about with service? You know, why are you guys different with service, both to, I guess, the clients and also the people that you're recruiting in, your agents?
I think we got to go down with knowledge on contracts. Wouldn't you agree on that? I think talking about skill-based market right now, we train so hard with all of our agents and make sure that they're up to date, because we're actually teaching on Wednesday about how to save the deal. What do you do to keep the deal together? You know, what's happening right now?
So that's part of your value proposition, because most agents' value proposition over the past couple of years, you know, has whoever answered the phone the fastest got the lead. You know, that's no longer the value proposition. Your value proposition is being your pricing expert, understanding that market and being able to convey that so that the public understands pricing and that you're a pricing strategist, and then what you're doing to keep deals together and your negotiating strength. But the value, you know, in service that we provide to the public is top-notch. We have top-notch technology. We are cutting edge with virtual assistants and things that we're doing on social media and the virtual world. You know, Gary Keller says in 3 years we all need to learn how to sell homes in the metaverse, and that is something that we are learning
as
how to do.
I
know,
yeah.
It sounds crazy. You know, that's not anything I want to know, but that is something that he is showing us and teaching us how to do. One of the great things about Keller Williams is we have over 180,000 agents. So Gary gets to mastermind with agents that are selling 4,000, 5,000 homes a year. He masterminds every month with the top agents in this company and outside of this company. And he has data for years and years, because we've been the number one real estate company, the largest real estate company. He knows what's happening 5 years ahead. Gary operates 5 years ahead of us. And he is constantly pouring into us, and we're always like, whoa, that's too much. But he operates at a whole different level. So what he pours into his leadership helps us take our agents with us faster.
I think you all can agree that you got to have a foundation in real estate. If you don't have a good foundation, you're done. Like, you're done in 3 years, and a lot of people get out of the business in 3 years. So, you know, we've got a leadership team in our office of 11 people. So, you know, you walk into our brokerage, you're not left out on an island. There's always something going on. The training calendar is there. Somebody's always there to help. You can text us, call us. We work 7 days a week. And I said, and there's four or five people on our team that work 7 days a week. We'll answer your text. We'll answer your call. That's why we're there. That's the most important thing, I think, is getting that foundation, because there's nothing more, I guess, you know, almost aggravating than trying to call your broker or somebody on the leadership team and you can't get in touch with them.
Yeah.
You know, they need help.
You can only work 7 days a week because you're married. That's
yeah.
how you're pulling
we
that
do,
off.
We do alternate.
I ain't
alternate,
pulling that off in my house.
We do I'm alternate weekends.
We do alternate weekends.
And we do. We had to learn how
we do.
To.
All right, good. Well, listen, so let's put on our crystal ball here. 6 months, a year from now, what do you guys see in the residential market? I like to end all the interviews with that question.
Well, you know, if you're coming off one of the best years in real estate right now, if we were flat again in 2023, it'd still be a banner year, right? Mm-hmm. I mentioned we sold $151 million worth of real estate out of our market center last month, mm-hmm. $1.4 billion last year. So I would take flat. I'll also take an increase. Inventory, I think that'll be on the rise. I think you'll see the supply chain will kind of open up, so we may have a little bit more on new construction, I think.
We've had a great 2 years of a run, and I think it's going to take us 2 years to correct. So I think we're going to see a correction for two
sure.
years.
Okay. And correcting, you're talking more of a
stable.
Back to 2019. We're running this thing. Well, one, we're running a couple of things in our market center right now. No agent left behind. And that's about taking all our agents because, you know, half of the agents got out of the business in the last recession. So we don't want that to happen again. And then we're also doing Back to the Future. Back to 2019. Like, let's start learning what we used to do in 2019 and get all those tools and systems implemented in our agents' business so that they can start operating at a regular market where there's more of a balanced market, homes sitting on the market 5 to 6 months. I know that sounds terrible.
Yeah,
but
stable real estate market's 4 months, so you may not see an escalation clause or anything like that in a while.
That's normal, though.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, why don't you tell everyone how to reach you for this thing, and we'll wrap up.
Yeah. So you can get a hold of me, Domine Reeves, at Domine, D-O-M-I-N-A-I, at KW.com. Our Market Center phone number is 678-775-2600. And
you can get in touch with me, Chad Reeves, at KW.com. Same way, 678-775-2600.
Yeah. Call us anytime. We're happy to help.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Sounds
Thanks,
like
Brian.
If you're an agent out there, you need to call these guys.
They do.
We're happy to help.
We're happy to talk to you.
So I want to thank you again for joining us on Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by Commercial Capital Limited and the Ty Fair Commercial Group. We offer new shows on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, so keep an eye out for those. You can find us on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or whatever, wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts. You can also enjoy the show anytime by visiting Business Radio X, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Top Realtors of Atlanta. Thank you again to all my guests. On behalf of Commercial Capital and the Ty Fair Commercial Group, I'm Brian Peart, and this has been Top Realtors of Atlanta on Business Radio X.